You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, firearms and fashion might seem like two unrelated fields, but the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay says their evolutions both mark big changes in society. We'll learn all about that history in their Guns and Gowns exhibit. First, yesterday at this time, we unraveled a complicated story about absentee voters in Wisconsin receiving two ballots for the spring elections. That story unraveled a little more after the show. Wisconsin's Elections Commission decided to scrap the potentially confusing two-ballot plan for the statewide general elections, mostly. Military and overseas absentee voters will still see two ballots. Can't get around the law and the timing on that one. Everyone else, you're back to seeing a single ballot in the statewide general primary election. Now, a bill that would prevent another backlog in testing sexual assault evidence kits is on its way to the state Senate. Assembly Republicans passed the measure this week by a vote of 62 to 36. In addition to setting timelines for the processing of these evidence kits, the plan also included language relating to illegal immigration and school choice. Democrats called those last two provisions, quote, poison pills. The issue goes back to 2014, when there were about 6,000 untested sexual assault kits in the state. The backlog was eventually eliminated, but some lawmakers, as well as Attorney General Josh Call, have been saying there needs to be a law to keep it from happening again. A bipartisan bill that established testing deadlines was introduced last May and passed the Senate on a voice vote. It's been stalled in the Assembly because the chair of the Health Committee, Joe Sanfilippo, has refused to hold a public hearing on it, saying a law is unnecessary. He does support this new plan that passed the Assembly, though. David Steffen joins us now, Republican state representative from Howard, representing the state's 4th district. He's author of the sexual assault kit bill that passed the Assembly. Representative Steffen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's been a long road to get here. Can you talk about the need for a bill like this to try to prevent that future backlog of sexual assault kits?
Absolutely. So I was the original author of the first bill that was introduced early in the session to address this issue. And as you mentioned in your opening, we had such a substantial backlog of up to 10,000 rape kits that had not been tested. And what we identified through the process is that they were actually, there was nothing malicious about any of it. It was just being held up in hospitals and clinics and sheriff evidence lockers and not making its way to the crime lab. And so that created this enormous backlog, which denied and delayed justice for many women across the state and allowed perpetrators to still be out. And so I met first with Attorney General Brad Schimmel, and then after the election with Attorney General Josh Call to say, hey, tell me what we need to do to get this addressed. Let me be a leader on it in the legislature, and let's work together. And so that was the process. We brought together stakeholders from all different backgrounds and acumens to be involved, from sexual assault victim advocacy groups, forensic nurses, the Department of Justice, law enforcement, to make this a great bill. So that was the original bill, Assembly Bill 214, that I authored. Unfortunately, it was not making its way through the process. And so it was a situation where there were some, like, the chair of the health committee, who said, hey, I don't think we even need this. Can't the Department of Justice just handle this issue on their own? And then there were some who wanted to do some, go even further. When you're dealing with something that is so personal, so transformative and impactful as sexual assault kits, and how do we address that, and how do we protect the rights of the victims and further justice, a lot of people were interested. And it became an issue where I had to reintroduce a second bill that included all my original language, but then had to include the thoughts and interests of others within the chamber so that I could get it to the floor.
Yeah, those additions ended up having to do with an illegal immigration provision. So what does that new part of the bill do?
So, and it's so interesting, because when you put in undocumented immigrant or illegal alien in any piece of legislation, it seems to trip a wire of sorts in people's minds. But it was incredibly positive, because undocumented immigrant girls and women are top targets, top prey for predators who engage in sexual assaults. The state of Texas did a tremendous amount of research and tracking of this. And so the provision, what it does is provide the ultimate shield and sword to undocumented immigrant girls and women by having it so that if a perpetrator is also an undocumented immigrant, that he could be immediately deported back to the country. So talk about having swift justice for someone who is in that situation. And so that wasn't part of my original proposal, but the authors of the amendment came to me and said, hey, I think this is important, and this will get me to yes on your bill. And so that's how it got included.
Talking to David Steffen, Republican State Representative, looking at a sexual assault evidence kit bill that passed the Assembly this week. The other addition to the bill had to do with a voucher schools as an option for people who've been victimized. Can you talk about that?
And this provision is the one that I hope would never come to pass, the one that would never be utilized, because essentially what it does is it allows a child, okay, we're talking usually a young girl, who is raped, sexually assaulted within a school, that if the perpetrator is within the same school, so a classmate, a teacher, whatever it may be, that they would be immediately eligible for the CHOICE program. And why is that so important? Because we had legislators who came to me and said, I've had this situation in my district. And because so many of our districts, there is only one elementary school, one middle school, one high school, that the option for that girl to be in an environment where she doesn't have to physically walk past her, the offender, in hall, in gym, in the lunchroom, the only way to help remove them from that trauma situation is to provide them another schooling option. And sometimes that means that they would have to leave the city. So by having this option that allows that individual, that child, that girl, if her parents feel it's necessary, to immediately be eligible to go to a parochial school through the CHOICE program, that they would be eligible. And again, let's hope that that provision would never be used, never be necessary. But that protection, that relief valve, at least would exist in this bill.
We talked to Attorney General Josh Call about the issue last week. As you say, you worked with him at the outset for the first version of the bill. He's not a fan of the revised one. Here's a listen. We don't have that. I'll quote. He says, my concern with this new proposed legislation is that it's an effort to allow members of the state assembly to vote for legislation that appears to be doing something on the issue, when in fact this is just their way of passing something that's not going to get passed in the state Senate and signed by the governor. And that we're ultimately, Call said, not going to get something accomplished. So he's worried that you'll pass this in the assembly. There's the other version in the Senate. We're not going to end up with any sexual assault kit testing bill. What would you say to that?
Well, I tell you what, I'm worried about every piece of legislation I draft and introduce it becoming law. The process in the United States and state of Wisconsin for any piece of legislation is not easy, and that's by design. And I'm hoping that he's wrong. He doesn't have a vote on this. This is something that the legislature has to discuss and debate. And there is the legislation that I work with him in over the last year. It's entirely in this new bill. So there shouldn't be any concerns with it. The issues that, you know, just in a very modest way touch on undocumented immigrants and very modestly touch on voucher schools. My goodness, I can't believe that someone would say that we can't move forward on this because it's such a modest element that has been included. It's just the wrong message to be sending to people, and especially to the victims of sexual assault, that because there might be a handful of girls who, after being raped in school, may want to go to a parochial school after, you're going to not support the bill? So I don't get it. I think it's a wrong position. I think he's sending the wrong message. And I'm going to remain hopeful that over the next month, the Senate will take up and pass the bill.
Representative Steffen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's David Steffen, Republican State Representative from Howard. We talked with him about his bill aimed at preventing backlogs, in sexual assault kit testing. That bill passed the Assembly by a vote of 62-36 on Tuesday. We talked with Attorney General Call about sexual assault kits last Monday.